This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. The launch of Axiom 4 mission that would carry India's astronaut Shubhanshu Shukla to space has been postponed by a day due to bad weather. In a social media post, ISRO chairman V. Narayanan said that the targeted time of the launch is 5:30 p.m. IST tomorrow. This historic mission will carry four astronauts from the US, India, Poland and Hungary to the International Space Station for a 14-day scientific mission in low Earth orbit. The four astronauts on the Axiom 4 mission are Shubhanshu Shukla from India, Slevots Utsnansky from Poland, Tibor Kapoor from Hungary and Peggy Whitson from the US. The astronauts will carry out around 60 scientific studies from 31 countries, including several groundbreaking research projects led by ISRO. Central government has announced a series of policy relaxations for special economic zones, SEZs, aimed at boosting high-tech manufacturing, particularly in semiconductors and electronic components. These changes are designed to attract pioneering investments, ease regulatory hurdles, and strengthen India's position in the global semiconductor value chain. A key reform involves amending Rule 5 of the SEZ Rules 2006, which reduces the minimum contiguous land requirement for SEZs dedicated to semiconductor or electronics component manufacturing from 50 hectares to just 10 hectares. Union Commerce and Industry Minister Piyush Goyal, who is currently visiting Switzerland, held deliberations on the India-EFTA Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement. In a social media post, Mr. Goyal shared that he discussed opportunities, partnerships and emerging avenues for trade and investment between India and Switzerland stemming from the agreement. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla has said that India is emerging as a global leader in addressing contemporary challenges through the strength of its young talent and technological innovation. Speaking at IIT Jodhpur, Mr. Birla lauded the contribution of India's youth in propelling social, economic and technological advancement. Highlighting the pivotal role of Indian youth in shaping the nation's progress, he urged them to continue harnessing cutting-edge technology for the betterment of the country. Mr. Birla noted that the youth of India are increasingly transitioning from job seekers to job creators, with IITs playing a crucial role in this transformation.
यहाँ के पढ़ने वाले विद्यार्थियों ने टेक्नोलॉजी के अंदर इनोवेशन के अंदर जहाँ हमारी विरासत ज्ञान परंपरा को आगे बढ़ाया है जहाँ आधुनिक भारत की नई तस्वीर बनाने का काम भी किया है शोध और गुणवत्ता को आपने देखा होगा किस तरीके से इस विश्वविद्यालय के अंदर वर्तमान चुनौतियों को और भावी चुनौतियों को देश की चुनौतियों को और दुनिया की चुनौतियों को कैसे हमारे IIT संस्थान इन चुनौतियों का समाधान करे इसके लिए एक विचार और दृष्टिकोण दिया है
Indian Navy, in a closely coordinated search and rescue operation with the Coast Guard, has safely rescued 18 out of 22 crew members of the Singaporean-flagged MV Wanhei 503. The MV had reported an internal container explosion and a resultant major fire on board. The Indian Navy said that the incident inputs were received at about 9:30 a.m. yesterday. INS Surat and Dornier aircraft were immediately deployed by the Indian Navy to render necessary assistance. The domestic benchmark indices opened higher today amid mixed global cues. Sensex was trading at 82,466, while the Nifty was trading at 25,126 when reports last came in. Globally, the S&P 500 in the US ended slightly higher and Asian shares edged up, buoyed by expectations about the US-China trade talks. On the first day of the third UN Ocean Conference, France and Brazil have launched a landmark international initiative to dramatically scale up ocean-focused climate action. The blue nationally determined contributions challenge calls on all countries to place the ocean at the heart of their climate plans ahead of UN Climate Change Conference COP30, which Brazil will host in November this year. And that is the end of this news bulletin.